super quiet. I can't hear it at all.
Welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast, the number one. Joe can't hear crap, but Charles had a blasting in his ears of the podcast platform. I don't know. I lost it. But Joe, it was loud. That's all I'm saying. I'd rock out a podcast.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm guessing that it has to do with the stuff that we were messing around before the show.
How about now?
Background audio.
How about now?
Hear the music. Nope, I can't hear that stuff at all.
We didn't
test it properly. Go turn Crisp off.
We broke it. Well, not now.
Broke the internet.
All right. So look, that's Joe Ard. Talk about your experience of the week while I fix this.
it wouldn't be a new year.
It still was Joe's fault. It was still Joe's fault.
Oh man. So this past week I had lots and lots and lots of fun. So much fun. I'm a little crazy today. Well, that's like normal.
Did you get your taste for Mountain Dew back?
No. Jerk face. I did catch quite a few Pokemon and I sent a lot of them off to the grinder. They had fun with the professor. I could hear that. But you know what I had a lot of fun with?
Yep.
Pokemon Scarlet. And we're going to be talking about that more later about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, because there are some updates that were found.
What?
By the Pokeminers. But yeah, our favorite bot is here in AFK mode, apparently.
Yeah, I saw Squish to the Twitch was on. And hey, I almost always forget, I remember today. If you're listening live, and I hope that you are, and you want to help title this podcast episode, you hit the exclamation point, the letter S, that space bar, and then anything after that that you type will be suggested as a show title. And we'll take that show title and cram it down Midjourney's face and make it eat it. Eat hard and spit out some awesome new artwork for the show.
So, Midjourney.
Two games.
I don't think I mentioned it to you, but apparently they might be in the middle of a lawsuit. Midjourney.
About what?
Copyright infringement, because they're not altering the source images enough that they use to create the AI deep learning algorithm.
Huh. Well,
so
you have to ask permission.
They're not the only ones. There's like three or four different AI art applications that are under fire right now. So we'll just have to see where that pans out. But one of them was really, really bad because I'm trying to remember. There's a stock photo, maybe stock.
Shutterstock.
Shutterstock, yeah, they used Shutterstock's entire library to feed into their system for artwork, and the AI bot didn't even remove the watermark from the creations, so you could still see it. And so it's like, yeah, you just completely stole the artwork from
us. That's that's messed up, dude.
It just certainly is. But anyway, we're not here to talk about AI art. How was your week this week?
That is what I'm looking up right now. So age 0-7. It was non-existent. So it was two scatterbugs, a bunnelby, Fennekin, Croagunk, and Bunnery.
Scatterbugs, that means you actually sent out or opened gifts
last week on the show. Man, I tell you, I tried to do it on the show.
That is a Christmas miracle, a Saturnalia miracle.
Happy February. No, it's not February.
Chinese New Year miracle.
There you go.
a lunar miracle.
It, you know, it is, never mind. That joke did not want to take off. I cannot clear it for takeoff. The weather's bad. Too much fog in the air, everybody. So put your podcast back in the upright position. And let's get back to our experiences of the week. What do you got going on in Discord?
Whistle on the play. 5 yards for intentional grounding.
I'm sorry. Grind your face.
No, thank you. All right. So experiences of the week in the chatterbox. We've got all the things. How far do I need to go back? Right there. Imaginary Nomad, your favorite Philistine. Showing off a shiny
avatar. Wait. How is he in our Discord? Because I know he's not paying me a bleeping thing.
I don't know. I can tell you that he's not currently a patron. I don't know if he was a patron before, but...
Take me to church. My brothers and sisters of the Church of the Pokemons, we have a Philistine harlot ate up in our midst. A harlotmon, harlotmon, if you will. That we do not want to catch. We want to expunge. We want to purify this demon fillery. So I need all of you to throw the hardest Pokeballs you have at him. Until he falls down into a pile of rubbish. And then we shall purify his grubbish soul. I pulled it off, sir.
Take me to church.
I didn't think I was going to do it.
Throw the hardest Pokeballs you've got.
All right. So he snuck in somehow. So now he's infiltrated the inner sanctum. And he's showing off.
He's been in our Discord for a while.
Is he bragging about his Hundo CP Pidgey?
No, it's just a shiny Larvitar from the Community Day Classic. That's all. I did the Community Day Classic. I reminded you about the Community Day Classic.
Yeah, I looked at it for my care.
Yeah, I caught some. Mostly I just used it to evolve ones that I already had. Sure. So just did that. And then we've got the real one percenter, Terry, fifth place only on his very first Tapu Koko raid, ends up with a shiny Tapu Koko that just barely came out. And then we've got Canned Beans. I still love that. Beans. coming in with two shiny Larvitar, one that he bumped up to a Tyranitar, and then also a shiny Bunnelby.
Nice.
Lincoln Prime, who has been coming out live when I've been doing my Scarlet playthrough, and he actually traded me some Pokemon. If you want to see those VODs, they're over on youtube.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
Nice.
And he also, while playing Pokemon Scarlet, he joined me for some raids in Scarlet. They're not raids like you'd think of in Pokemon Go, but there are some raids that you can have people join you on. And so he helped me take down some raids in Pokemon Scarlet. So that was fun too. But here in Discord, his experience of the week was he just finished raid hour. And one of my guys mentioned that he didn't have a Kangaskhan. I had a few extra, so I said he could give me anything. It didn't really matter. And next thing I know, this shows up on my screen, and we weren't even lucky friends. Totally random trade. He ended up with a Hundo Lucky Shiny.
Mustachioed
Golem. So very nice.
Quit the game. You won the game. That's it. You won the game. You're out, dude.
If you had played the lottery, you might have got like one or two numbers right on the Powerball instead of this.
Yeah, I'm just saying. If that happened to me, I'm like, no, I'm done. I'm never playing this game again. You can't beat that day. You just can't.
And then Tugus Rose has some both sad and happy news.
What's up, Tugus?
So Tugus Rose found one and caught one talking about a Kecleon. She said that she misses seeing everyone live. Life has gotten in the way, hopefully for the better. She's still keeping up with the podcast after the fact, though. Anytime Charles is in your life, it's better.
Okay, yes. And that sounds like the way it's phrased and the energy I read off of that. Perhaps she found a romantic interest. And I disapprove wholeheartedly of this. If you're going to take away me time, I'm saying you rock god needs some me time. And you know, I approve, yet I disapprove. So Joe, carry on.
Charles disapproves of love. Oh man, he's not mad. He's just disappointed. Yeah,
that's right. You got it. Let's load the guilt on. Let's load that guilt on. All right, what else? Posty one, what's going on there?
Posty one, Kenobi. Coming in with 3 shiny Larvitar from the Community Day Classic. But in addition to that, a shiny Beniri, a shiny Onyx, and not one, but 2 shiny Tapu Koko. So he saw Terry, 5th place only, was like, you got one? That's nothing.
Of course.
Hold my Pokeball.
Yeah.
Got 2. Hold my lemonade.
Almost.
So... And he got those from 4 raids, just 4. 50% were shiny. And then Mr. Tambourine, who is here live and making some great title suggestions, said had a great week. And he's showing off a shiny Bronzor, a Hundo Darumaka. And it's the fire Darumaka, not the ice one. A shiny Numel. Man, he doesn't look that much different. I can tell that he's shiny because the back is green on the normal one, but it's just one of them. And then,
he looks like he lit his fart on fire. I mean, not Machop, shiny Numel. I mean,
you're not wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Van Numel going on over there.
There's a new yep yep for you. Yep,
yeah, yep. That was a very disturbed and disappointed. Yeah, yeah.
The disappointed Pokemon Go podcast. And then he's also got a shiny Shadow Machop. That is very nice. And then also a shiny Slugma. And whenever I see Slugma these days, I can't help but think of the Pokédexpert at Dragon Con.
that was a good one.
Fun times. If you don't know what the Pokédexpert is, you should Google it. Good people, lots of fun.
All right, 50% of them are all right.
We won't tell you which 50%. Yeah, though. No, just 50%.
That one time Joe was on there, that was pretty awesome. Best episode ever.
It's true. It was pretty fantastic. That was Dragon Con 2020.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah.
So theoretically, it should be on the Dragon Con Digital Media Track YouTube channel.
It should. Well, was that the end of the experiences?
That is the end of the experiences in Discord. And if you wanted to get into our Discord, you can go over to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. Where we are putting out an exclusive after show working title. I don't know what the working
title is. Yeah.
What is the working title?
We change it every week. Yeah, the literally.
Working title, the working title is.
So it's the good Charles old boy.
Thoughts.
Gotta make. I can't remember the rest of that stupid song now.
It's called. Random trivia.
Holy crap. We just skipped a whole lot of show. I blacked out for a second. All right, Joe, what's the random trivia?
No, that's the name of the new show. Random trivia. About our lives.
So anyway, this week we realized that last week we did not have a question of the week. So Joe, we need to come up with something. We need to come up with something cool. I mean, I know my question of the week would be, hey, help us. What would be the title of this after show that we're doing? For Pokemon Go itself.
I've got one.
All right, what you got?
I've got one. What are your tips for preparing for the Pokemon Go Tour Hoenn event?
Okay. All right.
So we've got a few more weeks until the event actually happens. So what are your tips to give to people to prepare for the event?
On that note, we will hit the break and we'll be right back.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. Searching far and wide.
Oh, that drop is actually really cool. I like it. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to Pokemon Go Radio Salt Podcast, NAR, whatever. I don't know. I was going to mix a whole bunch of titles together, and I can really only remember those words. So you got them. There's the words. It's the Demon Fillery. He has cursed me since he got into my house somehow. I don't know.
It's Pokemon Go Salty NAR Radio.
That's it. I choose you, Joe. It's you.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, I know. Most people don't choose you, but I thought I'd make you feel better about yourself. Hey, this is shiny Helipetile and shiny Tapu Koko. Bring the thunder. Yeah, that was actually part of the title. Brings the thunder in the crashing voltage event. Team Go Rocket activity also detected. But yeah, this is what's going on under the Mythical Witches thing. That's a really nice piece of artwork, I will say. With the Tapu Koko there with the thunder behind, lightning behind them. It's really cool. What do we got going on here, Joe?
Right, you can't see thunder in artwork.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Well, I guess with a really good artist, but.
I mean, on that last Numel.
Yeah, we saw the thunder from Numel. So this is, like you said, the crackling voltage event, and this actually starts tomorrow. So for those who are listening to this, recording. That's January 27th, and it's going to last until February 5th, and it is full of, well, electric type Pokemon, but also poison type Pokemon. Basically, so there's Ekans, Magnemite, Grimer, Electrike, Stunky, Blitzel, Ferroseed, Helioptile, and Grubbin. And then the rare encounters are Beldum and Dedenne. And I honestly don't really care if I find a Dedenne during this event. Beldum would be all right, but we've had a couple of community days and stuff with him, so.
Yeah, and I'll say for those you don't have them, the Galarian Weezing, that can be shinies in the 3-star raids, and that's a really fun one to find if you haven't got that already.
Top hat Weezing?
Yep.
That is a fun one. Yeah, and then, of course, Tapu Koko can be shiny. Registeel is going to be popping up in the 5-star raids as well. I almost called them 5K raids. Could you imagine if you had to run 5K for a raid?
Have you seen
Don't give Niantic any ideas. We used to have to walk in order just to do the PvP battles that Charles and I didn't want to do. But yeah, so that's there. And then in Mega Raids, there's going to be Mega Gengar and Mega Aerodactyl during the event, so at different times. So we've got Mega Aerodactyl now until the February 1st, and then after that, we'll have Mega Gengar for the week after that.
I figured out, because I got invited to the Aerodactyl, I'm like, man, he looks like a dirty hippie. Who's he look like? Dobie Gillis. Look it up. He's like the Dobie. Real human origination of Shaggy. It was a TV show in the 70s, I believe. And as soon as I saw the Aerodactyl, I grew up watching the reruns in the 80s of that show. My dad loved it. And as soon as I saw Mega Aerodactyl, I'm like, who is
Dobie
that?
Dobie Gillis.
So Stunfisk, you're coming back. Make sure you don't step on them too much. It hurts the earth or some crap. I don't know. So in Voltorbs, which makes sense because we're doing an electric event. You got your Plusles and Minnows and Molgans.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
A Shadow Registeel. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that's in that. I mean, yes, isn't that the whole story? It's a Shadow Registeel.
I mean, that just means, because it's going to be the Team Go Rocket Takeover that's starting Well, that's taking place February 1st to February 5th. We can save Shadow Registeel.
I'll tell you, eggs in that in the Shadow event or the Team Rocket event is going to be really cool.
Eggs. I need to scroll down a little bit more.
12K eggs.
Yeah, I still need a Salandit, which means it's going to be super rare to get.
These are cool. Scoropi, that can be shiny. Sandile, Absol, that can be shiny. Scraggy, Vullaby, Dano.
Pancham. I could use some more Pancham candy.
I mean, Larvitar's only, and out of all of these, and by no means is he common, but out of all of these, Larvitar's like the only common in this set.
Yeah, he's not common, but we had Community Day Classic with him.
The rest of these are pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, what is the theme here, though? I guess dark is the theme, dark-type Pokemon. But, I mean, Larvitar isn't dark, but his evolution is. And so that's what seems to be the theme of these eggs.
Yeah. And I don't know their typing. But they all kind of seem sinister, to be honest, if you really look at them. Don't stare in the eyes for too long because they kind of come off the screen at you. But yeah, so that's interesting.
It's like the ring.
Yeah, I need to
clear out 7 days. In 7 days, Larvitar is going to climb out of the screen and get you.
That's Scraggy's. See, that's the thing. Yeah, you know, we watched Detective Pikachu, right? Can you imagine Scraggy in that world? It would be you can't unsee that. You can't, because that's all like flesh. That's pants. You can't unsee that, Joe.
His fleshy baggy pants. Yeah, because he's constantly molting.
All right. So there's a graphic infographic to go with this as well, of course. And you see all the
it's so graphic.
Please. This show is graphic.
What do you think of the shinies on Helioptile and Heliolisk?
I'm trying to see where they're shown.
In the infographic they're top left near Tapu
Koko. Oh, that is the shinies. Okay.
That is the shinies.
I'm not as familiar. Okay, yeah, I can see the yellow on the regular one now. I see them on this one. It's definitely different enough for sure. I don't know that I care. It's almost like they're reverse sunburned.
Well, I'm kind of surprised they still kept the yellow accents because on the on the original, like it's full yellow, but this one they didn't go full red. I kind of wish they had, to be honest. I don't think I like the
accents.
The yellow still being there.
Yeah, something.
Go full dark side, Pokemon Company. I almost said Niantic, but Niantic doesn't set the the shinies.
Now the shiny on Tapu Koko is pretty cool. It's all Earthbounds.
I wonder.
Wonder.
This is going to be. You know what? I'm going to write this down. I'm going to say I wonder, but I'm going to put this in for a discussion on another episode. Trust me, it's good stuff.
Okay.
And everyone's going to forget that I said it.
I forget you're still here.
All righty then.
I gotcha. I can just hit the button. As far as I know, you're my Tyler Durden. I don't know. New mystery box symbol. The Meltan spawn during the mystery box now have a symbol next to their names. Like the daily incense spawn.
Yeah, it's nothing big. It's just cosmetic. But it's not just the mystery boxes. They also added this to the incense as well. So any Pokemon that is spawned because of...
show that it's working or something?
Well, I think not only that, but also as a use case, I kind of like it because it shows what is unique to your account. So that you're not saying, hey... did you catch that?
Right.
Wait, no, that only popped up for me because it's from my thing. So for lore modules and for incense and the mystery gift, all of it now shows the source of where the Pokemon came from if it's not a wild spawn.
I get it to a point where it's like, okay, is this working? But... it is what it is.
Did you look at the top comment of the Reddit thread, I guarantee you'll be like 100%. This is exactly, I agree with it.
Same with Pokemon that spawns because of lower modules. Maybe.
No. Do you not have it sorted by top? So this is so coming. I'll just read it.
It's sort of a bit here top.
I see.
Well, now they can't say we didn't do anything productive this week. Yes.
Yeah, so this is a Redditor JRE47 and yep, Niantic. Well, now they can't say we didn't do anything productive this week.
That's funny.
But yeah, I mean, to some extent, this is merely adding features to say they did something. This is something that like should have been in the game forever ago and is just barely being there. But or even does it at the end of the day, does it really even need to be there? Like, does the incense one need to be there? Having it shiny and stating it's weather boosted, those at least provide more meaningful information, in my opinion. I don't mind that it's there and I can see the use case for it, but at the same time, I also see your point too.
You remember, this just feels like the early days, and I'm talking about like the first month or two of this game, where stories were coming out that we now know are not true. Somebody tracking down that elusive Pikachu, and I went around the bush, and all of a sudden disappeared, and it wasn't there. And this old man jumped out like, I got the Pikachu, and took off running, like, as such a Team Rocket moment. I was like, yeah, it's such a Team Rocket moment, because you made it out to sound like a Team Rocket moment. But, you know what else is made up? The new Go Tour Hoenn global events, where you're going to get Karate Kid Pikachu. What is this? What is this, yo? Are we in Naruto Chu now? What are they doing here?
Oh, no. Charles. Oh. But it's not just one, it's two different ones.
Well, you got the Wish version of Minnie Mouse Pikachu going on there, but I can clearly see that is supposed to be Karate Kid Pikachu with the white hair and Naruto crap and
it's
just
not,
Wish.
It's not
Wish China knocked off everything.
It's not white it's
Perkimon.
Hair.
It's the Perkimon.
It's a bandana or a hat. So these are a nod to Brandon and May from the Pokemon Hoenn anime series, where that's what they wear on their heads. So a lot of these details we already knew. Shiny Jirachi is going to be there. I don't know if we knew Latios and Latios were going to be there, but they will be, and their shinies are already out, so there's a chance to get those as well.
Only one of each. If you pick the badge, you only like the Sapphire badge only gets you Latios. And the Ruby badge gets you Latios.
Yes, but not just one of each, because it says take a snapshot of them for an additional encounter. Although, well, I guess it doesn't say the additional encounter. Like,
you don't get one, you don't get both. I did say it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty typical. That's what they've done all the past region-themed tours, where you had to pick one version of the game and play through that. So with the Johto or with Kanto, we had to pick either red or blue. With Johto, we had to pick gold or silver. So this one, we have to pick either ruby or sapphire. And so it will change what you can get. And so not just Latios and Latias, but of course there's Groudon and Kyogre. So you have to choose which Primal Surge version you're going to get.
Oh, I've seen Kyogre.
Yeah, I was gonna say you already said last week that you really liked Kyogre.
Because don't you have to buy tickets to this or no?
Yeah,
yeah.
But this is also that weekend where you've got a million things going on.
Yeah, well, a million opportunities. I'm doing one thing, getting blackout drunk, but have the opportunity to get. I'll talk about that later. This will actually be a good thing to participate in. So this is. I thought the tours before was if you didn't buy a ticket, you didn't really get anything from it. But it sounds like you can get some stuff from this. But if you buy the ticket, you'll get Shiny Jirachi?
No.
No?
That is a secondary ticket. So and that's still, one of the
you
things
do have to
that,
buy a
that,
ticket to this event.
Yes. That's one of the things that actually makes me a little upset is that they've put this under a
Joe's
second.
Upset. You don't want to be upset.
For the past two of these events, the shiny mystical has just been included with the default ticket. And so it's just like,
I got you.
Really? This is stuff that in the past historically has just been included with the generic price. The extra costs for tickets for big events have given you usually a couple of extra hours and maybe some items. This is, as far as I can tell, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I'm misremembering the past couple of years, but I'm pretty sure that this is the first time that for one of these tours where they've locked the shiny mystical behind an additional fee. And this kind of stuff is ticking off the player base in general. Like, people are getting real mad about these nickel and diming. And so this is just another example of stuff that we used to get for free. Well, for free being relative,
because
we
still had, I guess the word is included
with the entry
price.
Included, stuff that used to be included is now costing extra. And it's,
hey, Niantic, hold on. This is kind of tongue in cheek, but also for real. Niantic, pay attention to Disney. See how that's working out in the parks. Oh, the CEO got fired, and the old third time retired CEO got brought back to save it again. You don't give people something included in the ticket price and then take it away and make it extra.
It wasn't just that. They cited a whole bunch of different things where the CEO failed and they brought back the old one.
Yeah, but
the parks was definitely a big contributor. Yeah.
But the point stands, though, right? You don't charge however much it is for a ticket. You can go up in price in the tickets, and people will pretty much, as long as you do it slowly, people will follow you. But if you start doing this, like, oh, what is the ticket price, Joe? Is it a full like festival price? Is it just $7, $8?
Yeah, I want to say it's $30. Let me check.
$30.
Let me see. Oh, I clicked on it. Sold out. Oh, that's the event, the live event the week before. That's in Vegas. Yeah. That's sold out. So I don't know. I clicked on the event ticket, but apparently that is not what we're.
But you, still.
Yeah.
Not I'll have to, go well to look it up. Not going to go well for them. Okay. Oh, no, Joe. They heard you complaining a couple episodes ago. You and Rob talking about how you needed more storage and capacity, and here they are. This is the actual headlines. Thanks to Pokemon Go podcast, we understand that not enough people have enough storage. So we are giving you some in-game stuff that you can buy. Now, Pokemon storage capacity goes from 6,200 to 6,250, and your item bag capacity goes from 5,200 to 5,250. Oh my God. Don't spend it all in one place, kiddo. But also, needs 6,000 Pokemon?
Okay. I think you have also missed the point of this as well. This isn't them giving it to us.
No, you got to buy it.
You still have to buy it.
Of course. I didn't miss that point.
They're just increasing store. And dumb. It's so pointless to trickle it in like this. Just open it up to like 10,000 already and let the whales buy it all. Like, big whoop, you added 50 extra capacity. Really?
Right.
And then to go ahead and announce it as up at the top, new features and items. This isn't a new feature. This isn't even really a new item. This is just a, hey, give us a little bit more money ahead of the event instead of clearing out some space in your box.
Well, even then, when you go to these events, you max out your space pretty much no matter what you have, because you're focused on getting the event done. But at the same time, how do you justify the hoarding level of your collection, Joe, that is 6,250. Buddy, I'm going to send a TV show crew into your Poke storage
You gonna revive the Hoarders show?
Yeah, Pokey Hoarders. Hoardermon. That works. All right, so then the Miners, right? The Miners, 49ers, have
done... Wait, hold up. Before we move on from the Pokemon Tour, I've got one more thing to say.
Are you doing
it? We've already complained about, but I'm going to complain about it again. I forgot the other stuff that they're nickel and diming us on the Pokemon Go Tour Hoenn as well. They locked other special bonuses behind two additional $15 tickets that you can add on to it to get extra raid passes and stuff like that. And then one for egg enthusiasts that make it so your hatch distance is dropped to a quarter. And not only does it drop to a quarter, but they put a little asterisk next to it. The quarter egg hatch distance does not stack with other similar bonuses. They've let us stack that in the past, but now they're just like, never mind. And then increased chance of 10K Pokemon eggs in from Pokemon Stop. I'm just like, really? Really? And I know we've already complained about it, but I'm going to complain about it again, okay? Okay?
Are you going to do the event?
Probably.
That's everything.
I haven't technically bought the ticket yet, but
Tambo is trying to argue with me a little bit. Need that much space just for the different forms of the scatterbugs, especially the ever released the shiny versions. No, you don't. It's called screenshot, which you can hold like 50,000 bajillion photos on your phone, and if you can't and you run out of space, there's stuff
then,
called like
then you can pay Google's. Apple.
Yeah, you can pay Apple. No, because if you delete that thing off your phone, it's gone. Don't pay Apple, but you got Google Drive photos, you've got Dropbox, you got so many. Heck, man, take your screenshots and make your whole Instagram Pokegram. All right, and then you need like 50 storage spaces, and that's it. I just saved you a ton of money. You didn't have to switch to Geico. So go over to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast and praise Jesus and spend the change. I don't know what to say. Joe, in a time where 52 gave their life for one to mine this data, what do we find out from the miners?
I'm so confused with that bridge. Anyway.
That's a TV reference. If you know, you know.
I'm guessing it is. Is that a DC reference?
No, it's Resident Alien with Alan Tudyk. And their running thing is these miners gave up their life to save one guy in the mine. Like, dumb. I mean, that's not what the story about. It's just a running thing in the show. Anyway.
Got it. Okay. I heard 52 and I'm like, the new 52?
Nah,
DC Universe?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so a bunch of new art assets were found, which, you know, is what it is. A lot of it's to do with the Hoenn event. But the thing that got to me, and if you don't, I know that some of our listeners don't like spoilers for events. You might want to skip ahead, you know, a few minutes. Just saying. They have added in Gimme Ghoul and Goldango into the background. Okay, which means we're starting to get some Paldea, so some Scarlet and Violet Pokemon. So we've also got the Dex count for that, which is related to badges. We're also getting the Latios and Latios S forms. We already knew about the new costumes for Pikachu that Charles loves, absolutely loves. I thought you were going to flip me off for a second.
No, this is a PG show. We saved that for the after show.
And then some new moves have been added, though we don't know who is going to get them. Boom Burst and Iron Bash. And those that are more familiar with those moves probably are like, oh, no, that goes with this person. But I don't know who they're associated with. We also have some new special research dialogue related to the rocket leaders. It says exec blue, exec red, and exec yellow. And that could be a reference to our teams, which is probably more likely. But my first thought was, red, blue, and yellow, that's the Gen 1 games. It's probably related to the teams, though. Mystic, Valor, and that other team that I can't be bothered to remember their name. It starts with an E. Instinct.
Extinct.
Extinct. I'm sorry, our Instinct listeners.
I'm not.
We razz you, but, you know, thanks for listening. And then they're adding some new badges. Again, there's the Gen 9 badge. And then all of the other badges, as far as I can tell, are specific for the Pokemon Go Hoenn Tour. We also have a new Rocket type. And Rocket type is a relative term used in the APK. That just basically means a new special stop encounter. So there's the Team Rocket grunts, there's Kecleon, there's the Kanto NPCs, there's the Gold Stops, there's the gym the Rocket leaders, there's Giovanni. They're adding one that's called Pokestop Contest. We don't fully know what that's gonna be. We'll have to wait and see exactly what that is. They do have some possible hints here, but nothing is direct. We're gonna just have to wait and see. But it does look like these contests have different levels of reoccurrence, from daily to every couple of days, every 3 days, weekly, or seasonally. So we'll just have to wait and see what goes on with that. And with the Pokemoners, I don't know how many of our listeners are actually familiar with the Pokemoners website, but they generally also provide their own little speculation down at the bottom. They are increasing the Pokemon postcard storage, you know, because people keep just chucking every postcard into their storage. They have also made a new raid level specifically for Primal. So for Kyogre and Groudon. Basically, a lot of this is just Niantic getting ready for the Hoenn event. I was really hoping, and we might see it, but I was really hoping to see more in this APK teardown about being able to connect with Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Although maybe that will be indirect anyway, that you'll just have to transfer Pokemon from Pokemon Go to Pokemon Home and then over to Scarlet and Violet, which I don't think Home can connect to Scarlet and Violet just yet. But so about the new Pokestop type, Mr. Tambourine in the chat says, I'm guessing whatever it is, Niantic will find some way to charge us for it. Very much so. My guess is there are contests in the main series games, but I guess it could be something to do with that. But then I'm brought back to them actually adding Gimme Ghoul. And so I wonder if it has something to do with him, but we already had the gold Pokestop, so maybe not. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. I'm sure they'll mess it up somehow, though. It probably won't work when we first get it, and they'll probably find some way to charge us for it. Yep, sounds about right.
There are so many things in this. One of the last ones is AR hand tracking. They added a new library for human hand tracking.
Oh, weird. I hadn't seen that. I guess I didn't scroll far enough.
I was just kind of scrolling through and watching the little memes in it, to be honest. I don't know. It's and the miners are having a difficult time, and they might not be digging too much deeper for too much longer.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they've severely their enthusiasm for doing the mining has dropped significantly because of Niantic's choices.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, there's some kind of...
Oh, this is interesting. So apparently they found something that might enable us to send friend requests to other players that we're raiding with.
Interesting.
Directly from the raid lobby.
Don't you know?
And then they've also found some stuff about video AR ads. Awesome.
We're getting into some Minority Report ad level territory now. So, all right.
Oh, so you went Minority Report. I went, why am I blanking on the name of it?
Blade Runner 2049?
Total Recall. I went Total Recall with it. The newer Total Recall, not the Schwarzenegger one, which I grew up with the Schwarzenegger
too.
One.
I liked the new one too. But we got some speak pipes, so let's hear it.
That makes you so happy, hey, right?
Hey guys, it's Casey here from Down Under. I was listening to the last podcast, and Joe was talking about how he never Mega Evolves Pokemon. And to be honest, that's pretty shocking. I do it all the time. I learned it from a friend. I don't use them for combat. The trick is that while they're Mega Evolved, any Pokemon you catch of the same typing gets one extra candy. And of course, as you increase their Mega level, you have a chance of getting XL candies. So especially in community days, if you have a Pokemon you can Mega Evolve of the same typing, you're just rolling in candy by the end of the event. So I highly recommend getting those Mega Evolves.
Yeah, Dark Case told you.
No, that is a very valid thing that anyone who is going very ham, very hard on an event, that is very much an awesome way to get extra candies. And for this next community day, that would be a very good thing to do, because you need 400 candy to evolve. I'm blanking on the name of the Pokemon in the next community day. Why am I blanking on it?
I've read now.
Noibat. Yep. Mr. Tambourine said it in chat as well. You need 400 candy to evolve Noibat. And so evolving a Pokemon, doing a mega evolution for a Pokemon that has the same typing as Noibat, which is Flying Dragon, is a great way to get extra candies for that. So let's say, for instance, you mega evolved a Pidgeot. Then you would get extra candies for Noibat during that community day. So, and like I said, especially because it takes 400 candies to evolve Noibat, that's a very good tip, Casey.
So, yeah. Exploitation of the Pokemon is what Joe is into right now. So, there's that. All right, here's another one.
Battle Party. Whoop, whoop. That's the wrong podcast. Oh, shit.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what it was either, but we love it. We love getting speak pipes.
I love the speak of the pipes. So thank you for that, everybody. It's so good. You want to leave a speak pipe? Hey, that was not a question. You want to leave a speak pipe? PokemonGoPodcast.com. Nice little tab on the right-hand side of the screen. Click it. Any device that touches internet that has a microphone, like your phone, will leave a message. It's free of charge, and it makes me so happy. So very, very happy. I could just
sit here imagining you doing the Jedi wave. You want to leave a speak pipe.
Yes, sir. I like it.
Charlie, Joe, what time is it?
It is time for random trivia. And this week I want to talk about Tapu Koko, the land spirit Pokemon. It is an electric fairy type. It is the guardian deity of Mele Mele Island from the Gen 7 games. So Pokemon Sun and Moon. Its Pokedex entry says, this guardian deity of Mele Mele is brimming with curiosity. It summons thunderclouds and stores their lightning inside its body.
Darted girl.
It's electric. Boogie woogie woogie.
Doctor Who.
What was the random Doctor Who?
It stores all the stuff on the inside.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, man. I have a confession. I've never watched Doctor Who. Well, I watched like two episodes.
So that's not never, Joe.
Okay. You're right. But I haven't watched the better Doctor Who's.
Yeah, if all you got was Eccleston. Yeah, you need more. He's good.
Anyway. Tapu Koku, the name Tapu comes from Little Hawaiian things. For sacred or holy. And Koko is Hawaiian onomatopoeia for a rooster crowing. So if you look at the image of Tapu Koko, he's kind of got some rooster inspiration there with the roosters. Hey. I'm blanking on the burr, burr. Yeah, that's right. Burr, burr. The roosters burr, burr.
He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
That's right. And so a reminder, because I know I've mentioned the Tapus before, Tapu Lele, Bulu, Finny, and now Coco, their overall design is likely based off of a totem pole, or probably even more specifically, and I'm going to butcher this, a Kuka Ulimoku, which is a Hawaiian, It's one of the major Hawaiian gods, the four major Hawaiian gods, and apparently it's the god of war and conflict, who is often represented by feathered idols. So again, the bird, specifically rooster aspect coming in there as and well.
Mr. Tim
Ray. Yeah, his comb, the comb. Like I said,
look, Joe had a bobcat, not a rooster growing up.
That's right. I had a bobcat. I had turkeys. I didn't have a rooster. Okay. For those that don't know that reference, we talked about some of the weird animals that I had growing up on. Was it this last one or the one before? Anyway, the after one. Show. The first one. Okay. So you can go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast to get in on that inside joke.
I mean, well,
not really joke, story.
Story, yeah. Eventually, you know, once we actually launch the show, it'll go out to the public. But until then, you got to rent it. It's binge-worthy.
Good stuff. Yeah, Mr. Tambourine was ranting and raving about it in Discord just today.
Was he now?
Sure was.
I'll have to go look that up and see what his review in the New York Times is all about. is that the entirety of the history and trivia of Tapu Koko?
Tapu Koko.
I mean, you didn't talk about his, what?
I was just saying, Mr. Tambourine says he was ranting, not raving. See, Mr. Tambourine was ranting, but Junior Tambourine was raving.
Hey, if you want to email us, show at PokemonGoPodcast.com. Told you how to leave that speak pipe. If you don't remember, hit back a couple of 30-second segments and you'll find it. Reddit's r/PokemonGoPodcast, where we put a question of the week. We'd love for you to come answer that question. And this week, to remind you, our question is, what are your tips to prepare for the Pokemon Go Tour Hoenn, besides taking out a second mortgage so you can afford all the tickets? Twitter is at Pokemon Go Pod. YouTube is Pokemon Go Podcast. TikTok's at the Pokemon Go Podcast. Videos on TikTok are produced by Civilian on Base. We much appreciate him. Shop his store at Etsy.com/shop/Muirpack, Muirpack. A lot of cool stickers up there. And join us Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast, where you can meet the likes of, hey, Alice Adria came back. That bot, Mr. Timurine 19, Squish to the Twitch, who is supporting us AFK, but we'll listen later. Squizzy, his second cousin, Stream Elements, and Xylane. If it weren't for the bots, I'd make nobody laugh. But you should come out and join us live. It's a lot of fun. And if you cannot just be on Thursday nights, of course you can watch it on YouTube. But Joe, on a different night of the week, what can they get on this channel?
On Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, usually I'm streaming Scarlet, though the first Tuesday, we'll see how it goes, but our plan is the first Tuesday of each month to do a game night with our patrons. So if you're in our Discord and you want to join us for those Tuesday nights, again, those will be streamed twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Tuesday in February, the first Tuesday in February will be our first game night.
I hope it goes really
well. We're planning on playing Mario Kart on the Switch.
So. Yeah, and there's chances my kids will fly through, my wife will fly through, because we're doing it in the living room. I've got my setup there for that. So it'll be interesting. Are we going to be inviting people to come play Mario Kart with us?
That was my plan.
Cool.
If you're in the Discord and you've got Mario Kart and you want to join us on the Switch, that is my plan.
We may ultimately open it up to the general public, but we'll see.
That's true. Yeah. If we don't have enough people and there's people live that aren't in our Discord, we will open it up. I say we open it up to them as well. Yeah. So if there's slots, but the priority will go to the people in our Discord. So.
Yeah, noobs, we don't want your stinking newness here. Go away. But Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me on Twitter at Joseph_Ard. What about you, Charles?
You can find me across the internet, Rock On Podcasting, Charles McFall. But do me a solid, go follow my Twitch channel. And it's twitch.tv/RockGodOfPod. And I'm just starting to get my streaming back together. I had a channel before and it went sideways because of security whatevers, and long story long. Then I got life busy. But now I've been putting up some Marvel Strike Force. Not Strike Force, that's the game that I used to play. Midnight Suns. Marvel Midnight Suns is up there. I love playing that, and I talk to myself while I play it, unless you come in with me live, which is usually on the weekends. And then, of course, now I'm doing we revived Two Drunks Game. Phil and I are going to be getting wasted in the wastelands playing Fallout 76 on most Sunday evenings. This Sunday, he's doing Bromigos. So the last Sunday of the month, we won't be doing it, but the other Sundays we will. Tune in next week to hear Joe utter
in the Navy. Oh wait, that's not gonna be next week, that's gonna be in the after show.